back for the second hour, the Officer Jack Glam program. It's going to get even more interesting, so stay with us. And it's going to get more activist on our side, you might say, because now there's things we need to do. But I'm going to let Joe continue on with the story a little bit here. But several times, Joe, during the program, this would be a good time to give out that contact information so that if people are running for their pens and papers now, we're going to give it out again several times before the end of this second hour. But go ahead, Joe. Tell us right now how to get a hold of you and the family and also how we can help you. Very important. We're here. I'm here. We have our police and military people listening in, and we also have thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening in this morning around the nation and around the world. So please tell us how we can help these two brothers get out. If they stay in there, sadly, I know you don't like to hear this, Joe, but I can tell you as a cop of many years, they're under a death sentence in there, and I know you know that, Joe, after going down and seeing how badly beaten Ignacio was when you visited him. So go ahead, brother. Give us what we need to do to help get him out, get them out of prison, and also how to help the family, if you would.
Yes, sir. We have a website. It's called agentramos.com. And this website was created by Max Worthington of Redondo Beach, California. It's called agentramos.com. And in that website, you will find our Ignacio Ramos's P.O. box, and you can mail to him cards, letters, donations, whatever, because we will forward everything to him. He's not allowed to receive any packages in prison. He's not even, like I said before, not even allowed to read the Bible. But we also have another group working with us, and that's the American Freedom Riders of Arizona. As a matter of fact, Danny Smith, the president, is with me right now. And that website also has a lot of good information on this case. Oh. And it's the AmericanFreedomRiders.com. So we have Ignacio Ramos, P.O. Box number is 972925. El Paso, Texas, 79997.
Okay, give that out one more time.
Okay, Ignacio Ramos, R-A-M-O-S, P.O. Box 972925, El Paso, Texas, 79997.
Okay, and I just happened to think that it might be a good idea, too, brother, after you tell us what you want us to know as to what we should be doing to help, is to contact that prison official and talk to him about the treatment of Ramos right now, because if anybody can just shut their eyes just for a moment here, Joe, and think of a 6x12 metal shell with a metal door on the front, and there is no sunlight coming into that thing, and you're in there 24 hours a day, and you can't have your Bible, you can't have other reading material in there, and you're just in that little cell. This is inhumane treatment. You know, any axe murderer in America, Brother Joe, would not be treated like this. Any child molester in America would not be treated like this. So we definitely also, in addition to what you're going to tell us to do, Joe, which we want to do, we want to contact the prison official to see if we can't get things changed. We don't want him to be less secure, but I can tell you, brother, it doesn't have to be like that for him to be secure, to where he's being tortured. Being tortured in there in these conditions. Joe, hang on. We'll be right back, and we'll get back into this thing. We'll be right back, folks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hour here now, brother. So just want you to take your time and tell us what we can do. This is an absolute criminal attack on these two agents and the whole Border Patrol. And in attacking the whole Border Patrol, Joe, this is our Border Patrol, the American people's Border Patrol, so it's really an attack on us too. And so tell us what we can do. We want to get involved. And how to do it. What's the best thing? I know your family has thought about this a lot, and Ramos and Compion has talked about it. What's your best information for us as to what to do to help?
Well, certainly the thing we're asking people to do now is to get on the phones and call the White House. They have received millions of phone calls already, but we can't let this thing die. We got to get it going even stronger now that these guys are in prison, and they've been in there for 6 weeks now in isolation. Both of them are in isolation, but one of them is not in. One of them is Ohio, the other one's in Mississippi. However, we need to get more congressmen involved, because now that George Bush refuses to pardon these guys, the Congress has introduced a bill demanding a congressional pardon, and it's going to take the majority vote on that. And we also have Senator Dianne Feinstein of California demanding a congressional and a Senate investigation on this case. And now we have, finally, we have a bunch of Democrats joining in with a Republican congressman. At the beginning, it was 100% Republican. Now it's becoming more of a bipartisan effort. But we need to get on our senators, on our congressmen to join in this petition, because this is not a political thing. It is certainly bipartisan, because, you know, what happened to this guy affects everybody in law enforcement, not just Border Patrol.
Yeah.
Everything that I have done for the last 22 months, and especially the last 6 months, that I average about 4 or 5 hours a night of sleep, because I'm on the computer at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I work till 10 o'clock at night every day on this case, trying to get the word out and the facts and the truth about this case to the American people. Now that we have millions of people all over the nation in support of these two agents who have now seen the travesty, the miscarriage of justice, these politicians need to know that these people are the voters that are going to be out there in less than 2 years voting either for them or against them. And, you know, a lot of them have already, everybody knows the names of Duncan Hunter and Dana Rohrabacher and Tom Tancredo and Ted Poe, Walter Jones, and all these other congressmen that are fighting so hard for these two agents. And I'll tell you what, there's millions of votes out there right now, and I want the people to remember who supported these two agents in this travesty when election time comes around. So we need to contact all your representatives in your state and in Washington and let them know and tell them to get behind this petition.
Right, brother. That's absolutely right. And it's not, like I say, it's not just for Compion and Ramos and for their families, for all Americans. I know that when I was in Phoenix, Arizona, here just about 3 months ago, it seemed to me, brother, that when I left there last year, that there was probably at least 3 million more, 3 or 4 million more illegal aliens in the Phoenix area. And the Border Patrol that we talked to admits that probably 3 to 4 million illegal aliens, minimum, make it into this country a year that they don't catch. And it could be as much. Some of them have sent up to 10 million a year coming in. And so this affects, as they move these illegal aliens all over this country, it affects the economy of the United States. It affects your neighborhoods, the safety of your neighborhoods, because so many of these people and their children, I know from working in South Phoenix my whole career, the high minority area there, that many of these kids get involved in the gangs. And we've had many, many revolutionary, Marxist revolutionaries come across that border, Latino Marxist revolutionaries that have started gangs of their own to rape and rob the American people and to kill those that they want to kill, and there doesn't seem to be too much law enforcement can do about it, Brother Joe. So this affects all of us, and if we don't get Ramos and Compion out, we're going to find more and more Border Patrol agents, like we've talked to already, that say it's not worth it. It's not worth it. They do the best job. They know Ramos and Compion is two of the best agents on the force. Ramos was up for Border Patrol Agent of the Year. And if they're going to prison for doing an excellent job like they did in this particular case, and others, too, are going to prison for doing their job, I don't blame them, Joe. I don't blame them for saying, my gosh, man, I'm not going to go to prison and get killed in prison. That's a death sentence for these guys, and the Border Patrol agents know that. So I'm not faulting the Border Patrol agents that say, hey, I'm not even going to try any longer, because this criminal system we have is trying to get them to do just that, Joe. And so that's why, folks, we need to get these two brothers out of there and show the Border Patrol agents that the American people will stand for justice and honor and these wonderful agents that are risking their life every day and some of them losing their lives every day. Joe, when I was on the Phoenix Police Department, I lost 9 of my brothers in the years I was there through death, and many of them were killed trying to arrest illegal aliens involved in felony activities. So that's what we're dealing with, folks. So please get involved. Joe, anything else you want to give us out as to what we should do and so forth? I noticed that we have this judge named Cardone. What's the first name of that judge?
Kathleen
Cardone.
Right.
Okay. And I guess there's only the best thing to do, Joe, and you tell me if I'm wrong, is get a hold of our elected things, our congressmen and senators, and tell them that we want them to get on board with these bills to have the Congress itself issue a pardon. Because I don't know, Joe, I mean, we need to contact the president, but I don't know that the president is going to do anything for our brothers, but the Congress can go around the president and issue these pardons themselves, can they not?
Yes, the Congress introduced a bill saying that they will not pay for the incarceration of these two agents. We have over 100 congressmen, Republican congressmen right now all over the nation that have signed this bill. And then they have introduced another one also demanding a congressional pardon for these two agents. You know, this shouldn't even be necessary. These guys should not be pardoned. They should be exonerated. They should be recognized for what they did that day. And I want the people to know that these guys weren't just seeing things. This happened at 1:15 in the afternoon in broad daylight. And, so, you know, somebody tried to change the story saying that it happened in the middle of the night and how could they see the shiny object in this guy's hand. Well, it didn't happen. It happened at 1:15 in the afternoon right after lunch. As a matter of fact, Agent Ramos was at the station having lunch when he heard the over the radio that Compion had encountered a drug smuggler coming across the border and 6 smugglers running back to Mexico. And, you know, he and they knew they were in a very dangerous position, although the prosecutors tried to tell the jury or told the jury that this guy had no reason to chase the smuggler because they didn't know what the van was loaded with. If you read my letter to Congress and that at agentramos.com, you'll see that, you know, they have every right for interdiction because they know this. This guy had come across illegally, and they had every reason to chase him. And,
yeah.
And they chased him. He went into Fabens 5 miles, and then he turned back 4 miles to the Mexican border trying to get back to Mexico. And with two Border Patrolmen in pursuit, Ramos and the other one, Juarez, who turned government witness under immunity, this guy was chased for 4 miles with our emergency lights going, and then the prosecution told the jury that they didn't have their emergency lights, so they had the smuggler had no reason to yield or to stop. Well, another agent who testified said that when they went by him, both of them had their sirens and their emergency lights going.
Sure.
But, you know, the prosecution tried to say, all that Mr. Davila, the smuggler, was trying to do was go back home to Mexico.
Yeah.
Why didn't they let him go back, you know?
Yeah. Sweet little family man that was just over here looking for a job, and he thought he was going to get beat up, and so he started running back into Mexico. What a bunch of garbage, brother.
Right.
What a bunch of garbage. To think that the judge sat there, this Kathleen Cardone sat there and allowed this government agent prosecutor to massage the minds of the jury with this trash, with this distortion and lies. Kathleen Cardone is just as guilty of these criminal acts as the prosecutor is, brother, as far as I'm concerned. Because these judges aren't stupid, you know?
You know, I was afraid to talk about her before because we were hoping that as she announced at sentencing that she did have the power to let this agent stay out on bond pending the appeal. She rejected the motion, so that's the reason why I didn't want to talk bad about her. But now it doesn't really matter, so I'm going to let it all out.
Good. Okay, brother. Well, we're going to come back, folks, right after this break. We're going to talk about one of the evildoers a man that's a good friend of George W. Bush's, who was running this whole situation, it looks like. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Of the judges and the prosecutors being part of the criminal organization that's running our government today to protect the system and to do what the system wants them to do and not to serve and protect the people. I just want to say to you, Joe, that I want to know what condition the families are in today after this whole thing happened on February 17th, 2005, a couple years ago, and the devastation I hear that's happened to the Compion family and the Ramos family. Could you tell us what this has done to the families other than, of course, the breadwinner being in prison under a death sentence? What else has happened to the family?
Well, you know, a month after this incident, of course, the agents never knew that this drug smuggler had been wounded because he got away. 1 month later, he got in touch with a agent in Wilcox, Arizona, Renee Sanchez, who is now working out of Douglas, Arizona. And this agent in Arizona, and if you will see the article that we wrote on 2 days ago on WorldNet Daily with Jeremy Corsi, I talk a lot about this agent. I think he's a double agent. And this is the guy that started the investigation on his own. Supposedly, he believed the allegations of the drug smuggler that he had been shot while he was walking into the U.S., that the agents tried to apprehend him, and that's why he ran and that they shot him in the back. Like I said before, he was not shot in the back. That's absolutely false. He was shot in a bladed position as he was pointed back at Agent Ramos. But you know, after that, this Agent Sanchez got a hold of another Sanchez in El Paso, Christopher Sanchez of Homeland Security. Christopher Sanchez went into Mexico, found a drug smuggler, took his statement, believed him, gave him immunity, brought him back into the U.S., and got him treatment, and got him crossing card to come back, go back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. They rolled out the red carpet for this guy based on his allegations, and they went and arrested my son-in-law and went and arrested Agent Compion with SWAT teams in front of their children. My son-in-law, Ignacio, was arrested at 9:30 p.m. on a Friday night. When he opened the door, the house was surrounded by agents holding automatic weapons. There were six of them at the door pointing automatic weapons at my son-in-law and the two smallest boys. At the time, they were five and seven, and his kids are still traumatized by that. And they grabbed him, they slammed him against the wall. Then they went in and took my son-in-law's Border Patrol issued Beretta and hauled him away and told my daughter, don't even come looking for him. He's going to be in for a long time. Well, he was in jail for 1 week, and then he got we had a bail bond hearing. In that bail bond hearing, the magistrate put the both agents under house arrest. My son-in-law posted a $35,000, which we have to secure the bail bond with her home mortgage, $35,000 bail, and Compion was got a $15,000 bail, but they were not released. They were only released to house arrest, home confinement. I mean, these guys were in under house arrest for 8 months. For 8 months, they couldn't even go outside and pick up the newspaper, throw it in the trash, or feed the dogs. By the way, my son-in-law has, my daughter has, they have five dogs. They just love animals. But
they have three children, too, don't they?
Three boys. They're now ages 7, 9, and 13. Because
yeah.
Ignacio spent all his spare time, all his off-duty time, coaching T-ball, Little League, and football. And he was a coach for many different teams over the last 5 years. And this is all he did. He didn't run around with the boys. He doesn't even drink. You know, he's a good man, very good man. And he did a fabulous job for the U.S. Border Patrol for 10 years. And so did Jose Compion, his fellow agent. You know, they're very dedicated to the church, very dedicated to their families, and very dedicated to the U.S. government and Border Patrol. I don't knock. I told the people at the rally yesterday here in Phoenix, and by the way, I'm sitting right outside the Big Apple that you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right off Bell and I-17.
Huh?
That's
yeah.
where I'm at right now. I'm sitting outside the restaurant. Just had breakfast in there. But like I told the people, next time you see a Border Patrolman or a police officer, anybody in law enforcement, say hi to them and thank them for the job that they do and for the fact that they risk their lives every day, especially Border Patrolmen. I think this is the only law enforcement agency that knows for sure that every day when they go to work, they're going to have an encounter every day. They're going to have not only one, but several, as you know, they try to apprehend the millions of immigrants trying to get illegal immigrants trying to get into the U.S. And thank them for what they do. We support, I support, and everything I have done over the last 22 months has been in support for the field agents of the Border Patrol, not for management, because management are the ones that hung up these two agents to dry. They're the ones that railroaded these two agents. So, but the Border Patrolmen out in the field, they face a very dangerous job situation every day, and we need to thank them for that.
They sure do, brother. Well, get back to the families now. What condition is the Ramos family in now? I heard that the Compion family lost their home, and they're now homeless. And I hear the music. So when we come back, I want you to tell of the impact of this on the family, wonderful family of Ignacio and Jose. folks, it's a terrible, terrible situation, and it's all been on purpose for political reasons. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
That's happened to these two wonderful families with children involved, a wife involved, and Compion's family now, I guess, is homeless because the breadwinner has been under this attack for over 2 years now and in prison at this time. And how's the Ramos family doing, brother Joe?
Okay, you know, the when these guys were arrested, they immediately suspended them without pay. I think they collected one or two checks after that. And Agent Compion's wife, Patty, was not working. She was a homemaker. And so, therefore, they lost their home immediately. My daughter, Monica, Agent Ramos's wife, has always worked, and she's still working. And that's the only reason we've been able to hold on to the mortgage on their home is because my wife is It's taken her Social Security check and her four-hour-a-day part-time job to support the family now. And, of course, I'm still working full-time. I was going to retire in July when I turned 65. But now that I started raising my three grandsons, it's going to be very difficult. I guess I'll just have to work until I drop. And I just hope that God gives me the health and the strength to be around when my son-in-law comes back. And certainly, I hope that's long before the 11-year sentence that he got. And we're just praying real hard that they will come back. But we are hanging on to the house because when he surrendered, when we took him to the U.S. Marshals last month for self-surrender, he asked my daughter and told my daughter, Monica, he said, I risked my life for 10 years out there on that border along the Rio Grande. He said, for 10 years I worked nights out there, mostly nights out there, arresting drug smugglers, and I worked so hard, he said, to buy our home for you and for the children. And he told her, I want you to do everything you can, everything you possibly can, not to lose that house, because I want to go back to that house when I get out of prison. And that was the last thing he told her.
Yes. Well, that's awfully difficult when the breadwinner is gone, the major breadwinner, because I'll tell you today, brother, with the pay that most people get, you got to work two jobs and three jobs. When I was a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, and been on there for 10 years, I still had to work an off-duty job every single weekend, a security job to make a living to be able to pay my bills. So we cops and Border Patrol agents, we don't make a lot of money, but many times our wives have to go out to work, and it's not easy. But now that Ramos and Compion are in prison, and they were the major breadwinners in the family, especially in the Compion family, who his wife was home taking care of the kids and raising the family. Man, I'm talking to people listening across this nation around the world today, Joe, and they know what we're talking about. This is devastating. And so I just want to cry for these two guys and their families. I truly do. I just tear up when I think about it. And I'm going to do everything I can, brother, to help out. I'm going to be just on a tirade here, contacting my representatives. And I'm going to do it every other day. I'm not just going to do it one day. I'm going to do it every other day, and I'm going to tell our brothers and sisters at our two police and military associations to contact these people every other day and give them our best of telling them how we want them to support the bills to get these brothers pardoned out of prison and home with their families before they're killed in prison. And to see if we can't get these breadwinners back to the family as soon as we can, Joe. And I'm just so saddened for you, and I'm going to do what I can to help you, too. I live on a small, and I'm disabled because I arrested a drug smuggler, illegal alien drug smuggler, on the streets of Phoenix some years back and was injured and went into medical retirement. The drug runner went to prison, but, of course, he's out now running drugs again, and I'm still in disability and retirement. So I know how hard it is, and I know what it's like to fight the criminal element on the street. And as you and I know, Joe, many of these illegal aliens coming into this country are not fruit pickers. They're coming over here to make a living, all right, but it's in criminal activity. It is not in picking fruit, vegetables, as we're told that all these illegal aliens are coming over here for that. And, of course, Jose and Ignacio know exactly what I'm talking about, that many of these people are Marxist revolutionaries, and they're criminals coming across to get involved in criminal activity. That's exactly what happens, Joe. Okay, Joe, take a few minutes, would you, to tell us about this friend of George W. Bush, this Johnny Sutton, prosecutor that played such a big role in this. And he's the one, isn't he, Joe, that when our good little illegal alien that was allegedly set upon by Ramos and Compion when he was trying to walk into the United States and turned around and ran so he wouldn't get beat up, was caught running another 100 pounds of drugs just months later after this case, and the prosecutor, Johnny Sutton, kept that information from the jury. Is that right?
Absolutely. You've seen so many of the shows that Johnny Sutton has appeared on. Well, he's disappeared now. He hasn't shown up for about 3 weeks, probably going on 4 weeks, since the government admitted that they had lied to the Congress about the mainly five allegations, the biggest one being that they had signed statements by the two agents admitting to everything, confession statements that they had given the Homeland Security. This came from Richard Skinner of the U.S. Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the Office of the Inspector General. They admitted three weeks ago, I think it's going 4 weeks now, that it was a bunch of lies, that they had a sworn statement that the agents said they knew that the smuggler was not armed. That was one of them. The other one, that they knew that their lives were not in danger. That was another one. And, you know, it goes on and on. And this is the stuff that the prosecutor, Johnny Sutton, has been telling the nation, all those lies. Of course, since the government admitted to the lies, we haven't heard from him again. He hasn't appeared on Hannity and Combs. I was on there three times. He hasn't appeared on any other shows. Of course, he refused to appear with Lou Dobbs, who's one of the biggest supporters.
Yeah.
And he was with O'Reilly a couple of times, but now that O'Reilly is on our side, he hasn't appeared anywhere. He's just disappeared. But this guy was a friend. Has been a friend of George Bush since 1983, when Johnny Sutton was playing for the Texas Longhorns baseball team when they won the national championship. This is when Johnny Sutton was a law student, and shortly after that, or during that 1983 or so, they became real good buddies because George Bush was part owner of the Texas Rangers. And so when George Bush became governor of Texas, for those 8 years, he gave, and it's in my, and it's in our website, he gave on that story that I wrote, he appointed Johnny Sutton to many, many different positions when he was government of governor of Texas, and now that he is the governor, I mean the president, he appointed him as the attorney for the Western District of Texas. And of course, Alberto Gonzalez, appointed by Bush, is Johnny Sutton's boss. Johnny Sutton is Deborah Kanoff's boss. Deborah Kanoff and Jose Luis Gonzalez's boss. These are the two prosecutors in this case. And like I mentioned before, George Bush also appointed Kathleen Cardone, the judge in this case, who has been appointed twice. As a matter of fact, she ran for municipal court judge in El Paso twice, was defeated. Then she switched from Democrat to Republican, and immediately George Bush appointed her as a district judge from family court judge. I mean, it just doesn't make sense because she's not qualified for a federal position.
Well, it's all politics, brother. All
right.
Politics. But tell us about this evil Johnny Sutton. He's been involved in railroading good officers into prison before, has he not?
Yes, sir. We have this case of Ramos and Compeon. We have another case on March the 19th. Gilmer Hernandez, a deputy in Rock Springs, Texas, who was assaulted by illegal aliens in a van. He went to arrest. He stopped them for a traffic violation 60 miles north of the Mexican border, and they tried to run him over with a van. There was 8 illegals in the van, and he pulled out his gun and fired at them, and one of the bullets ricocheted and hit one of the young ladies in that van. And
alien, right? Yeah,
illegal aliens, right? And supposedly broke a couple of her teeth. Well, you know, Johnny Sutton is great with his favorite charge against all these people that he's going after is violation of civil rights. So Gilmer Hernandez was charged with a civil rights violation against this aliens, and he was also charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And you know, like in the case of Ramos and Compeon, they were charged, and the 10-year mandatory that they got because a law that wasn't written to be used against law enforcement. It was written to be used against criminals, hardcore criminals, murderers, rapists, and so on, which is a charge of assault with a deadly weapon in relation to committing a crime of violence. You know, I would put that under a criminal that goes home, takes a pistol out of his chest of drawers, goes out, and robs a store, and then uses that gun to harm someone.
That's what that law was written for, but they're now using it on our own police officers. Is that right?
Absolutely. That law was not written to be, to be used against law enforcement. It was written to be used against criminals.
Yes. Well, this Johnny Sutton, like I say, this is all a political situation. George Bush has set up a system to where anybody trying to do a good job on that border, it looks like is going to go to prison, brother, because he installed his agents in position to railroad people like Compion and Ramos into prison for doing their job.
Right. And now we have another case right now. The one of Gilmer Hernandez is facing 25 years in prison. He will be sentenced on March the 19th, next month. You might have heard of him. He's a 25-year-old sheriff's deputy in Rock Springs, Texas. He's also got a couple of small children and a wife. And before that, we also have another, Gary Bertner, I think is his last name, who got out of prison a year ago. He's a former Border Patrolman who was charged also by Johnny Sutton for violation of the civil rights of an illegal, because he arrested this illegal, apprehended him, and he was surrounded by illegals. So he used force to bring this guy down. He put him on the ground and held him down with his foot on his chest while he was protecting himself from the other
illegal aliens.
And for this, they charged him with a civil rights violation. He did 2 years in prison. The last year he was at Yazoo, where Agent Ramos is now.
Yeah. Okay, brother. We don't have a lot of time left. We've got about 10 minutes, I guess, and we got a break coming up. But I want to get back into giving out the contact information again. What is the website? www.agentramos.com. Is that it?
Agentramos.com. And matter of fact, I'm standing here with webmaster Max Worthington, the guy that created. He made the trip to the rally here in Phoenix yesterday.
Yeah. Well, let's thank him for all he's doing. God bless him for what he's doing. The website is really nice, folks. Agentramos.com. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes. We became real good friends on the John and Ken show back on September the 1st when I was in Ontario, California.
Yeah.
This fight has taken me to many cities all over the nation because people want to hear more about it, and it's time consuming. It's taken a toll on me and on my business and my family. But you know what? I believe that we're doing the right thing because we're letting people know, and it just makes me sick to think of how many innocent people might be behind bars because of Johnny Sutton. We had the other agent who was just found, who was just pardoned or exonerated. Actually, his last name is Sipes, another Border Patrolman, and he was another Johnny Sutton victim. Johnny Sutton has a pattern for going against Border Patrol and law enforcement, and especially now for going into Mexico and finding these people and bringing them back and giving them immunity. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. One illegal drug smuggler who admitted he'd been smuggling drugs for 12 years, given immunity, and now I think he might have collected on that lawsuit already. We heard a rumor, but he has ruined so many families. Just one illegal Mexican drug smuggler has ruined so many families, not just the Compion and the Ramos. There's three other agents that have been terminated in this case because they admitted to lying, and these were the ones that testified against the two agents who turned government witnesses.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that the three agents that turned state's evidence and lied on the witness stand against our brothers Ramos and Compion have been terminated now, right?
Right, absolutely.
They ought to be prosecuted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but they were given proffer letters or immunity, so all they can do is fire them.
Yeah, to lie on the witness stand. Okay, address once again. How do we get a hold of the family and how do we donate money? I'm going to, even on my small police pension, I'm going to send you some money, brother, because my heart just aches for you. My heart aches for you and your family, and I'm going to encourage others to do the same. Give us that address again, would you?
Yes, sir. I want to thank all the millions of people that are praying for us.
Oh, yeah.
And for our family, certainly that's the most important thing. The power of prayer is the most important thing we can have going for us. But if people want to donate to Agent Hompian, I would ask the people to send it directly to the National Border Patrol Council. That's T.J. Bonner in San Diego, California.
Yeah.
I don't have their address with me at the moment, but yeah, you'll find it in their website, National Border Patrol Council.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then ours for Agent Ramos is on agentramos.com, and the address is for Agent Ignacio Ramos, P.O. Box 972925. That's 972925, El Paso, Texas, 79997.
Okay, brother. Once again, Ignacio Ramos, Post Office Box 972925, El Paso, Texas, 79997. And, folks, we'll be right back to close out the program. I pray you have your pencil and papers working, and we're all going to get together and make sure our brothers get out of prison before they get terribly disabled or die in prison. We've got to get them out. Be right back, brother. And prayer, as you said, most important thing. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
have a couple minutes left, and I want to tell you, I just went to my computer, and we definitely want to pray for Ignacio Ramos and his family and Joe Loya, who at 64 years of age, Joe, you ought to be doing something other than trying to defend America from these criminals in our high-level government positions. But we thank you, brother, for that and for your service. But, folks, if you want to get a hold of Compion, okay, the Compion family, Jose Compion, go to www.nbpc.net. That's the National Border Patrol Council. I just looked it up. National Border Patrol Council is www.nbpc.net. And, of course, that's for National Border Patrol Council. Okay, brother, we're going to be praying for you, but we're also activists, and we're going to get active in contacting our congressmen and senators to sign on to these bills there to give a pardon and to exonerate our two brothers in prison and get them out quick. And we're going to pray the blood of Jesus Christ over both of these brothers that they'll be protected in prison until we get them out, and also pray for their families. Is there something you'd like to say in closing, Joe?
I just want to say God bless all the people, all your listeners, and God bless all our law enforcement, police, Border Patrol, FBI, you know, you name it, military police, everybody in law enforcement, because they put their jobs, their lives on the line every day for us, 300 million Americans, and this is so important. I just want to thank you and all of your listeners for your support and especially for your prayers.
Well, brother, it's an honor. Let me tell you, it's an absolute honor. I just wish that we could get to Ignacio and to Jose and just give them a big hug, because we definitely need good law enforcement people. That's obvious. All of us hate bad law enforcement people, but we're talking about two of the best, and they're in prison now for things they didn't do because of our criminal government. And we're going to do everything we can, brother, to get them out and to help you and the family. Give our best from our two police and military associations here, and Officer Jack McLam to Monica and the family, and to when you talk to Nacho, tell him we love him and we're praying for him, and we're going to get him out of there. As Americans, that's our duty, to serve and to protect those that are serving and protecting us. So God bless you, Joe. Thanks for being with us today, okay?
Thank you. God bless
you. God bless your family, too. And thank all those there that are standing with you, because that's the way we're going to take America back from these criminals at the top level of government, is Americans standing up, as God told us to, against evil. And you're doing that, brother, and we're proud to know you, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless
you.
Okay,
God bless you now. You take care. Well, folks, that's it for today. I'm activated, man. I am up. I am positive that we're going to get these brothers out, because we're going to do what we need to do to get them out and to bring these families back together. And I'm going to take a little bit out of my small pension, send it on to this family and to the Pompeian family, too. And through prayer is so important. Pray for them every day, folks, that they're protected and the families are brought back together very soon. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget the pledge this old cop likes to give you, folks, time to time. A nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely ever. I give you this pledge, because I truly do love you, America. I do truly love you. God bless you. Have a great day. Goodbye.